All right, so we're here for back for part three with Mr. Jorge Rocha. So, man, I just turned Alexa. I was like, Alexa, turn first light red, and then she turned it red. And I was like, at least a little bit of red and green. I believe in frequencies as well, so I mean, at least a little bit of red in my body would be good. And I started when Dave Asprey was talking about that. I was like, dude, I would love to get those lights, but they're pretty pricey, right? Like the ones you have, they're like what, like a $200, $300?
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
No, this one's just a reading light. So this one's like not that
Oh,
powerful.
okay.
For example, the incandescent light bulbs, I bought those specifically. There's better options,
Yeah.
but for my budget right now, this was like the best option. There's like they cost it was like $8 for a 4-pack. But there's light bulbs that contain like the actual full spectrum, so it's never gonna be the same as sunlight, sorry. But there's better options. There's actual like infrared light bulbs, but those are pricey. So if someone is on a budget like I am, I would suggest like the incandescent old school Edison light bulbs.
Yeah, that's thank you for that, man. Thank you for sharing that.
Sorry, go ahead,
Yeah,
bro.
go ahead.
No, I just want to say just to like I want to continue this conversation, but just so like people get something like easy and applicable. Those three key windows of light, you can download the circadian app to see when they're at. Exposing your skin as much as you can, exposing your eyes without a window from your house or the car glass window or glasses, grounding as much as you can, eating natural foods as much as you can. Hydrating from quality sources, not like tap water that which contains fluoride, which is a whole nother topic.
I know,
And
man.
it, yeah, exactly. And it
Yeah.
contains all these heavy metals. And trying to minimize artificial light at night as much as you can. If you can't minimize, wear blue light blocking glasses. Just think all those things are free. All those things are things people can do. And I promise you the difference that it will make in the short and long term are worth every single second that you invest into your health, especially if you have family, if you have kids that like depend on you and stuff like that. Like you, I feel like people need to think more long term and think about how they can look good right now, feel good right now, but also influence their long-term health in a positive way.
Beautiful, beautiful set, man. I was gonna ask you a question regarding, have you, I mean, I know you tried different diets, but what do you think about eating fruits only? Because I've seen a lot of people on TikTok and Instagram. It's like, I just eat fruits. And I know this one dude, his name is Chef, what's his name? Chef Robles. I think it's Chef Robles. He's one of my digital Jeff, my brother's one of his good friends. He's a vegetarian, I guess, chef. And all he eats is fruits. And like and plants. So, and he's really healthy. He looks really young for his age. I think one day the first time I met him, he just had a bag of oranges. Like, oh, this is my meals for the rest of the week. And he's just eating oranges all day. What do you think about that?
So, being a former vegan myself, I think there is definitely a way you can make like veganism or vegetarian diets work, but it does require supplementation. So, any diet that requires supplementation is already like, okay, well, I mean, if it's for ethical reasons or more religious reasons, because without stepping on anyone's toes, and I know it's a different topic,
Right.
but death is a natural part of life. And as a vegan, I was not aware that for people, first of all, monocropping kills so many creatures and critters and instincts and animals. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. But just to maintain crops alive, like you have to kill certain animals.
Correct. Yeah,
So death is
it's a bystander for what you're going to create. Yeah.
But I do think you can make it work if you really want to. It does require supplementation. What I base my nutrition off of is whenever possible or as much as possible, eating seasonally and locally. So many health issues like you can like get rid of, or I want to be cautious with my words, but eating seasonally and locally, it's coherent with your environment, going back to the environment. Like all these health foods, like acai and all these things that are being shipped from Brazil and the Amazon and all these things.
They're not
Sure, they
local.
can, yeah, they can be healthy, but think about all the time that they spend like traveling and then what they're used to be preserved and stuff like that. So just eating things that are in season and local is, I feel like, goes a long way, or I know it goes a long way.
Correct, man. I like that. I love acai bowls though, and I like pitaya bowls.
I do too,
But
I'm not gonna lie. But
dude, go ahead, go ahead.
I'm gonna save those for when I go to the Amazon.
Oh yeah. Or when you go to Mexico, Guadalajara, they have a lot of pitaya.
Oh,
Like,
do
yeah, pitaya, like
they?
real pitaya. And my uncle, he I guess he shared a picture with my dad, like of him eating pitayas over there. I was like, Corona, like so it looks so good, natural, just straight from the jungle, you know what I mean? So over there in Guadalajara. So yeah. But we usually I buy it here, like at Walmart, like the frozen ones, and it's not the same, but I mean it gets a little bit of the fix out of the way, you know, like seeing if I want some pitaya bowls and I'll make my own. And if you go to my Instagram, you'll see like the pictures of the pitaya bowls I've made in the past, and it's pretty fun to cook them or to make them and then like to eat them and enjoy them. Got my wife into it too. Like she's like, oh, they're pretty good. So every time I will make one, I'll make one for her too. And they're fun, man. They're good and nutritious.
I was hooked on that stuff
Yeah.
for a while. I still love it. And I going back to what I was saying, like as long as well, again, I live in Austin. So for example, in the neighborhood I live in, we actually have an organic
A farmer's
garden.
market or like a grand. Oh, okay.
So
A
it's a garden.
garden. A
Yeah,
garden.
for the people. And we actually have farmers, Farmer Faye and Farmer Will, which super cool people. I've learned so much from them. But for the people that like volunteer or just live here, like we're able to use that crops. We help harvest them, and that's what I use. So I'm literally putting effort, putting like my hands into the dirt to like grow this food and enjoy it. And obviously, that's not feasible for everyone, but as many of your food choices as you can, like let them come from locals, in season foods, you're gonna be very well off. Obviously, that doesn't mean you can't enjoy your pitaya or things like that, but I do see people eating like in an incongruent way things that are health foods. And then just from a physiological, biological standpoint, it's just not very congruent. And not that like shaming them, but your body has a hard time like absorbing something that is like not from
Right,
its
yeah.
environment.
Oh, that's what, like whatever your environment is, you should be eating within that environment.
Ideally, yes.
Ideally.
Yeah.
Well, that's I think in the future, I think it'll be easier because even here in Laredo, there's more. I see farmers markets every so often, and then there's like a garden that nearby. I think on is it called? Isn't that old house right here in Market? I think Market and Meadow around that area. I don't know if you've been here on that side of town. Is it
Yeah, by
Market or
memory.
what? Have you seen that part that garden where they
I
have it?
don't think I've.
No, I think it's in Guadalupe. I'm not correct. I don't know too exactly, but I've seen it where there was an old house that was vacant for many years, and then they cleared it and they cleaned the area, like the yard around it, and they started, you know, putting like little plants of all kinds of fruits and vegetables, and it's like a little garden where people go and they mess with it like every so often. Pretty cool, man. But I haven't been to it, to be honest, but
I would love to encourage people, even though it's pricier and I know it's not feasible for everyone. That's also why we came up with this new menu where it's like more conventional factory farming. Because I mean, health is different for everyone and you got to start where you can. But for the sake of our soil, for the sake of our planet, and for the sake of our nutrition, I would highly encourage people to seek out organic produce and grass-fed meats. Pasture-raised chicken, especially to combat monocropping as much as we can, because we're depleting our soil. We're using our land to grow these few crops that are being subsidized by the government because it's economical for
make
them.
some money, yeah.
And we're depleting our soil of nutrients. And people, not a lot of people, I wish it was more common knowledge, how beneficial the whole symbiotic relationship of like ruminant animals is with our soil. So we want to get rid of that, or we confine them into like factory farming, and we don't allow this natural process of like the soil feeding off the manure from the cows, and then that manure feeding different insects and mushrooms, and those insects and mushrooms like either pollinating or doing all these
organic stuff that happens
organic stuff for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're cutting off the chain, we're breaking it off, and it's detrimental. It has negative implications, and I wish it was more common knowledge.
Yeah, I think it's not common knowledge for a reason. They don't want us to.
Yeah.
They don't want us to have it in our mind to be like, hey, because I'm going to start my own thing, because then we're going to stay away from their thing. And it's just a whole cycle of difference. But yeah, dude, those are creating your own garden at home is also a feasible option that you probably can start. Just, hey, pues unos tomates, you know. I think my dad, he's all into that. Like during the COVID, he started growing his own tomatoes and la calabazas, and you know, it was fun to see that. Oh man, you guys own tomatoes now and stuff like that. And I mean, people can do it. It just takes a lot of work, you know, and actually knowing what you're doing. I'm not good at that, to be honest, but I would love to learn, you know.
100%. I'm learning from the farmers that I told you about. And
yeah,
obviously it's not going to be very feasible for a lot of people. For the people it's not, I would highly encourage them to seek out like farmers market or organic options whenever possible. But from a health perspective, like gardening and growing your own food, being outside in sunlight, getting movement, like walking around, getting nutrients from the soil, it's what nature intended, basically. It's what our grandparents and our great grandparents like grew up doing. And unfortunately it's just become like the hippie stuff, or like, you know.
And I've also read that it's also good for your like stress levels, man, because you're focused on something else, and you're not really. It's kind of like when you play golf, or you play chess, or you go fishing. It's almost the same factor. Like you're gardening, so you're distracted from problems. You're distracted. You're just focused on that. You know, like it's pretty cool. So I think it should be a good hobby for me to pick up in the near future.
Hopefully we can do something together, brother.
Let's go, man. Let's go. And yeah, dude. So, what interesting stuff have you experienced, like on a spiritual level, by changing your diet and all that stuff? Have you encountered any spiritual stuff that like experiences that go, a la madre, where that was amazing, or something like that?
I think spiritually, spiritually, what's influenced the most, or I've noticed like the biggest difference is sunlight, bro. Like just seeing the sunrise, I knew, and going back to tie it all together, when I was like, I know there's more to this with my clients. Like I know just like their food and their exercise, like, yeah, that's a good start, but I know there's more to it. When I started like learning about it and then experiencing it, I was like, there, call it God, call it intuition, call it whatever you want. There was something inside of me that was telling me like, hey, there's more to this. And all the questions I had when my best friend passed away, when my grandfather passed away, it was like, oh, damn, like this is what I was searching for. This is exactly what I had been searching for since that day. Like, and it hasn't always been easy. And at the end of the day, this is also a business. So I've also lost money. I've also like, I feel like I could have taken an easier route in pleasing the mass and what they want to hear and what they want with diets and like more superficial, mundane stuff. Not that there's anything bad with it, but I just knew there was more to it, and something kept pushing me to it and pushing me to it. So then when I'm starting to, and I'm still on the process of like learning more and more, but every time I talk about this, every time I learn about this, like circadian rhythm, mitochondria, like how it affects our health, like this is what my intuition, this is what God was like.
Telling you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the biggest thing I felt.
That's amazing, because like when you go into that frequency, I guess that intention, you feel like you don't get bored. It's like you want to learn more. You want to feed that part of yourself. And the more you go into it, like the more I guess love you feel like, oh, this is loving, man. I love this. I actually love this. Like, I don't feel like this is the wrong route. Like, you're in your good, you're in the lane that you want to be in.
I feel a sense of fulfillment when talking, researching about this. I feel like the ultimate purpose in life for me is combining that fulfillment with like sharing and applying that information with people and actually being able to transform their health, not for a 12-week challenge, not for like a temporary change, for like the rest of their life and just seeing how that impacts their life. That I'm on the process, I'm on the journey of like combining those two fulfillments. Cause I have this fulfillment of like just absorbing that and like it's so uplifting. Now I want to share it as much as I can and apply and impact people as much as I can.
Dude, so people can find you. So that, I mean, we have time still, but I want to make sure we don't forget to mention this. If they can find you anywhere, they can find you on where?
So I'm most active on Instagram at Jorge, Jorge Rocha, Rocha 18. And at my other Instagram handle for our meals is at meals underscore with underscore purpose.
I'll make sure to include that in the show notes, so
Thank you
that
so
way,
much,
if
bro.
they wanna click on the links, or if you're one of those people that can visually see what he said, just go on. Sometimes I can do it, sometimes I can't. It just depends on what mode I'm in. Like, if they start saying random letters, like, oh man, I'm done.
Yeah, for sure.
But if sometimes the little link, it'll be easier. You can just click it and take you straight to the pages. But yeah, man, this guy has a lot of information, a lot of good. I think I love the video you shared. Maybe like 3 or 4 days ago. Maybe I saw it 3 or 4 days ago, but maybe you posted it before. But you're outside in the backyard and you're talking about your journey, and then you go into like different topics. And man, I was intrigued by it. I was like, man, and they had already reached out to you, and you had said yes about going into the podcast with me. But I love the way you break it down, and you're like, the information you show is like, it does have a lot of the black and white, and just, but it takes a lot of people to really sit down and listen to what you're saying. Like, oh man, like, it actually makes a lot of sense, because sometimes we hear it and we're like, nah, whatever. But if you really start listening to details, like, and you're kind of like saying, bro, like, I'm not even telling you because this benefits me. It's actually, I want you to benefit you. Like, quiero que te haga bien, I want you to understand what you're getting into if you go into certain ideas of how you think health is. And I want you to understand why it's important, understand the concept of why you think it's not important, and you go into little details like that, and I like that, bro. So I really wanted to make sure that to for you to share that information and that interest and that awareness for people to actually go and seek your help, man, because I feel like you can make a drastic change by like just being aware about all the stuff that's out there and how you can be the best version of yourself. I'm always talking about that in the podcast. Like, the becoming the best version of yourself is not just one dimensional, it's multi dimensions. One is, for me, is faith, right? You want to be good with faith, which is spirit. You want to be good with your mind, a good headspace. You want to be good with your body, and if you have all those three, then you can do other things that are within your realm, that you can impact your family, you can impact yourself, you can impact others, your friends. You can impact people like Jorge, and on his platform. And I'm pretty sure within the near future, like, by talking about this consistently, you're gonna get a large following from, like, hey man, this guy's on something. Like, you gotta tap into his information, what do you have to say, brother? Because I'm blessed to be able to be here with you today, man.
No, the feeling's mutual, bro. It's a blessing for me not only to be on your platform, which I truly from the bottom of my heart appreciate, but to connect with you. Like these connections, I feel like are also a huge part of health, having that like meaningful connection. Because nowadays, for example, I'm younger, so I don't have kids. Obviously, I have my family. But a lot of friendships or connections are very like at the surface level. And I do feel like being able to connect with someone deeper is a very healthy, very uplifting experience. What do I have to say? No, I'm just extremely grateful to be able to be here. If I can say anything is that part of my coaching is being able to influence all types of people. So I understand I'm 27, but I've worked with parents. I've worked with entrepreneurs. Like, no, there's not going to be a one size fits all for everyone. The challenge or the beauty of coaching, as Coach Rick knows, he does it so well with his athletes, is being able to influence all different people and not being dogmatic, not like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. Like, no, being flexible and making it work with your lifestyle, with your responsibilities. And that's what I'm about. I don't want to keep you long, bro, because I know it's, I mean, it's late, but since I do, we can leave it for another day if you want. There's a couple of topics that I would like to like talk with you and hear your opinion about.
I mean, we have a few minutes. If you want to, we start it right now, or you want to leave for another day? I'm good.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. All right. All right. So you don't have to include this in the podcast if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. There's two topics. So, because I saw your face light up with the mitochondria, so I was like, oh my God, this is mm-hmm. my guy. So there's this theory, bro. One of the ways we build muscle is by creating more muscle cells, new muscle cells. Most cells contain a mitochondria. So our environment influences and affects our mitochondria. So for all these gym bros and all these people like focusing only on building muscle, if you're building more muscle cells with damaged mitochondria, what are you doing to your health? So we talk about the importance of exercise and movement, which is super important, but this theory, and it's only a theory, we would have to like look more into it, but just thinking about it, if we're creating more muscle cells without fixing our environment, we're creating more mitochondria that is damaged, so we could potentially be increasing our risk of disease or like whatever comes from mitochondria not functioning. So I wanted to hear one, that's one topic. I wanted to hear your take on that, like from a mitochondrial perspective.
Okay, for that one, dude, that actually, just by mathematics alone, if that's the way theoretically is happening, obviously if you're creating more mitochondria that's damaged, then you raise your level of concern. You raise mm-hmm. the level of maybe creating a disease that you probably didn't have. Wow, dude, I never thought about that, but that makes a lot of sense. Or it's actually good theoretical sense, because I mean, if you're working out in a gym, right, that's infiltrated with all bad lighting, and then you're consuming some synthetic, you know, vitamins and all that stuff, all this to pump you up, and then theoretically your mitochondria is damaged already because of the lighting automatically. And then on a cellular level, the ingredients that are feeding your cells, they could potentially be damaging the mitochondria, and not only the mitochondria, but maybe the nucleus, right? All of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're connected. Like, you know what? We're working. Like, I'm picturing the cells like, chingado, I'm working out here, like trying to survive, but I don't have the right information, the right nutrients. So I'm gonna do as much as I can, and boom, you're causing you're raising the levels of probably creating a cancer or some illness within your body because of those affected mitochondria. So yeah, dude, that is like something to think about, man. Maybe there's got to be a study some out there, or somebody's probably going to start thinking along those lines, because you know how people say, like, when you're in a cultural and maybe in the United States or somewhere in Germany, somebody's already thinking about like, hey, we don't think that this is affecting this, let's do a study on that. I'm pretty sure somebody has already thought of that. If not, they're thinking about it right now because of the collective conscience.
Exactly. I heard this theory from very, very bright minds, but it is a theory. And this is not to discourage people from exercising.
Oh, yeah,
and
for
even
sure.
Even if you're working out like an hour in the gym under artificial light, it's all good if the rest of your day is like optimized. But it's just to think about what the consequences could be of working out without fixing or optimizing your environment, which a lot of people are missing. I see all these boot camp classes at 9 p.m., at 10 p.m. I'm like, shit, bro. Like, it might be from good intentions, but I feel like you don't understand what you're doing to these people. The other thing I want to talk to you about, bro. Have you heard of Dr. Gerald Pollack?
No,
So
does no.
he coined and he came up with the term the fourth phase of water. So we know water can be a liquid, a gas, or a solid. This fourth phase of water is actually like very gel-like, like honey, very gel-like substance. And we actually produce this liquid inside our body called exclusion zone water. So whenever you have a chance, bro, it's fascinating. Research this. I'll get a little bit into it because it's a complex and I don't know how much time we have. But normally we have H2O. This water inside our body is H3O2. So it has three hydrogen molecules and two oxygen
Oxygen.
molecules. One thing that I didn't talk about, but talking about frequencies and our body, in order to function properly, needs to have a negative charge. So we need to be abundant of electrons in the body. So since hydrogen has a positive charge, the body actually gets rid of one of the hydrogen molecules. So then it becomes like a layer of exclusion zone water. And it's called exclusion zone because nothing can like go through it except electrons. So this exclusion zone water, it gets rid of one hydrogen molecule, and this goes out throughout the whole body. So these hydrogens get together and they form a barrier of like a barrier of hydrogen, which has a positive charge. And then next to it, you have the exclusion zone water, which has a negative charge. So you know what happens when you get like a positive next to a negative? You get energy, you get electricity.
Right.
So we're this water surrounds all our body, and we have biological surfaces like cells, like organelles, like tissue that are hydrophilic, which means they like water, they love water. So they attract this water. So this water is surrounding our cells. So going back to the mitochondria, you mentioned the Krebs cycle. Do you know what happens in the fourth phase of the Krebs cycle?
I can't remember, but okay, go and
No, tell me, tell me.
I just want to talk. So this water you're talking about, to me, it sounds like cytoplasm.
It's different. I don't know too much about the cytoplasm. So I can't
No,
like
so let me tell you, because so cytoplasm is everything that's in between all the cells, organelles, and it's kind of like it holds the cell. Its shape, right? But it has a lot of functions. Like it does, it transports stuff from like the nucleus to the mitochondria and to the other organelles, right? So maybe this, because if you look at it, at the cell, that part, the cytoplasm looks, it doesn't look like water. It looks more like like what you're explaining.
Like a
What,
gel.
like a gel? It looks like a gel, cytoplasm. And wow, so because I've always thought cytoplasm is very interesting. Cytoplasm is very dynamic and very what do you call this? Intelligent. And it's just water-based. You're like, how does it create all these movements inside a cell just by pure water, cytoplasm creating the movement with all the organelles? It kind of puts everybody together. So inside the cell, there's cytoplasm. Outside the cell, there's cytoplasm. And outside and throughout our body, it's cytoplasm. And it makes the connections between positive and negatives happen. So this is probably what it is. So what you're saying, the extra, what do you call it?
Exclusion zone water.
Exclusion zone water. Wow. So
So in
okay, what
the
happens in the fourth stage of the Krebs cycle? I'm sorry.
so if I'm not mistaken, in the fourth step of the Krebs cycle, the mitochondria actually produces water. So from
Oh,
my
okay.
understanding, the water inside the cell is actually like more liquid. Like it's actually a liquid. So this mitochondria that this water that the mitochondria is producing is being attracted by these water-loving biological surfaces and is turned into this exclusion zone water. So a healthy mitochondria is going to produce water. This water is turned into this exclusion zone water, which kicks out that hydrogen molecule, and it creates this negative charge, which is exclusion zone water, with a positive charge of hydrogen. So it's basically a battery. It's an energy reserve. Now, again, this is theorizing, but there's theories that ATP is actually not the energy currency of the body, but it could be this exclusion zone water. Now, when we get more into the exclusion zone water, infrared light and UV light actually energizes, and not only energizes, but expands this exclusion zone water. So the more it expands, the bigger this energy reserve becomes. This exclusion zone water also helps us keep away heavy metals and toxics from the cells, because nothing penetrates the exclusion zone
The
water
gel.
other than electrons. So the bigger this layer is, the more we can keep away like heavy metals and toxins from the cells. But if we're reducing the exclusion zone because we're not getting sunlight, because we're getting artificial frequencies, because we're not grounding, these heavy metals and toxins can penetrate the cell. Exactly. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
No, bro, that's beautiful, bro. That's intense. I like that because that's a different side of mathematics that I had never really looked into. Because usually you just think about the functions of that, but then you don't think about, okay, what's creating a more of an effective function of that, and what potential risk you face if you're not producing the mitochondria with it, that's 100%. But what happens when you do? Well, you have more protection. The metals don't go in, the frequencies don't go in.
You have a higher energy capacity
High energy.
for the cells to function, because the cells require energy. And the cells get their energy through electrons, and the only thing that can penetrate and flow through this like energy or this exclusion zone water is electrons. So the more we can expand this water, the more electrons we can create. Which leads me to a whole nother topic on how calories are bullshit. But that's a whole nother topic, because our body runs through electrons. But yeah, bro, exclusion zone water, like, I don't get to talk about it with many people because it's more complex, but I just had to share with you. and
So
and
it's exclusion and then zone, or is it own?
zone, exclusion zone water. So it's they call it easy water,
Easy
or
water.
it's also known as structured water.
Structured water, bro. Thank you for sharing that today, man. That's a good concept to look into. I want to look into it further because, yeah, man, if you're able to produce more of that, then you're able to protect yourself a lot better, and then you're probably gonna perform better. You're
Have
gonna
more energy.
better, and you said it goes back to lighting always. It always goes back to lighting.
So
Natural
if
lighting.
the mitochondria is not functioning properly, it's not going to create enough water. If there's not enough water, the cell's not going to have enough energy. If the cell doesn't have energy, we don't carry out all these functions. What was I going to say real quick? Because I see the timer. Yeah, but part of it is lighting. Part of it is grounding. Like, all these things are things that influence the mitochondria. We can actualize, and yes, that has an influence on the mitochondria, but these things are crucial and so important and essential for mitochondrial health, which then leads to all these exclusions on water, to cellular health, to hormonal health. It's all this, it's like layers.
Man, I'm on speechless right now. That's amazing, bro. I need to look into that a lot, because that I'm all about that, bro. If you're able to figure that out, right? Like, as a person, you're like, wow, the changes you can make on a molecular level just by changing the atmosphere, your ambience, and wow, amazing, amazing. And thank you for actually. I thought it was gonna be, enough time, but yeah, we're running low on time. But I was like, dude, that's perfect way to wrap up the episode, man, because there was a lot of gems right there, a lot of things that y'all can look into and start, like, maybe reaching out to Jorge on his platforms on Instagram and stuff like that, and be like, hey, bro, what do you think about this? Or hey, I found this, and you know, and he can give you all the tips, and I'm pretty sure you're very reachable, right?
100%. And again, I'm very repetitive, but that's my life purpose. So I will never turn someone down that like wants to either, even if it's like, oh, should I buy this? Should I do this? Like, I'm all for it. I'm very straightforward, and I like, I'm aware and conscious of the consequences. That doesn't mean I'm an asshole or like, oh, why the fuck are you doing this?
Yeah.
But my goal is to like educate people and for them to make conscious decisions based on what's best for them. But I'm just here to facilitate and create consciousness.
Amazing, bro. Amazing. Hey, man, real quickly before we wrap it up, what do you think about Chicharito debuting this weekend with Chivas?
Did he play?
No, he's going to debut. Like,
I think, he's debuting? I'm a Cruz Azul fan. So when I watch the Mexican League, it's only Cruz Azul. But I love Chicharito, bro. I think he's a very polarizing character.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being a young kid and hearing him say all the right things, like the most humble and like successful person. I know people don't really like what he has to say now. In my opinion, if he's happy as a person, if he's speaking his truth, I'm all for it. I might not agree with everything he says, but if at the end of the day, if he's happy and he's like fulfilled and speaking his truth, I'm all for it. As a player, I love him, bro. Like, Mexican player, I was too young to see Hugo Sanchez. I was still a kid when Rafa Marquez was around. So seeing Chicharito, especially as a Real Madrid fan, bro, watching his goal against Atletico Madrid in the quarterfinals, it gives me goosebumps, bro. I remember like wanting to tear up. So Chicharito, for me, es un chingón. Imaginemos cosas chingonas. I love Chicharito.
Oh, man. Me too. I love Chicharito, bro. I always loved this story growing up. I actually saw Rafa Marquez, and then I saw him. I mean, I'm 45, right? I'm like double your age. But I actually saw both of their careers, and I was blown away by Rafa Marquez, but then I was blown away by Chicharito, bro. Like, a la madre, wey. Chicharito at a higher level. Like, everywhere he went, he was just, he did it. He did what he had to do to become that extra player that team needed wherever he went. And like, just an amazing person to be around with. Like, you can tell, like, he brings a lot to the game. And then, you know, maybe he's gonna open up this week against with Chivas, and I don't know what's gonna happen, but I know he's gonna bring something good to the table, man. We're Chivas fans, bro. We're from Guadalajara, so
yeah. I talked to your dad about that. Now I want to see him do good, bro. Obviously, I never got to the level that Chicharito got, but in my journey, in my career, mm-hmm. one of the things that I admire the most is being in an environment where you're not, I don't want to say not appreciated or underappreciated, but when he went to Madrid, like, his opportunities were few and far in between. And even with that, he gave the same mentality, same work ethic. And that takes a lot of conviction, a lot of balls. So that's one thing that I admire the most about Chicharito.
Amazing words, bro. Amazing words, bro. So, guys, we can do like parts 20, and we Jorge can talk all day, because everything we're talking about is super interesting to me, and love his. We're going to bring you on again, brother. Thank
I'd be honored, bro.
And one of these days, I'll have my live studio, so that way we can do it with a good environment lighting. I'll make sure that day, like, hey, man, did you order the red lights? The red lights are here. I want some infrareds. Or, you know what? We're going to do it outside in the morning when it's like sunrise. Imagine that.
That'd be special, bro.
With some hot water.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And now that you said it, you gotta come through with it, bro.
No, for sure, man. That's it. I think about speaking things into existence. So yeah, that's something that's gonna be planned in the near future. But guys, thank you for tuning in. Remember, here at the Infinite Talks podcast, we like to share positivity on mind, body, and spirit. Today we had a lot of downloads for nutrition, details on how you can change your life around by doing little things that you can do at home or in the gym, or by changing like your awareness of foods that you're eating and stuff like that. Go check out Mr. Jorge Rocha's pages, the Meals with Purpose, right? And Jorge Rocha's also account for more information. Remember, guys, also go to the website infinitetree.online to get more information, all kinds of stuff. I'm going to include Mr. Rocha's information there.